Page 9, Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Patricia Milne, M-I-L-N-E, Republican. Occupation, Marion County Commissioner. Occupational background, small business owner. Educational background, graduate, Mountain Lakes High School, Claremont School. Prior governmental experience, Marion County Commissioner, State Representative, 1993 through 98, Majority Whip, 1995, Chair, Human Resources Committee, Task Force on Juvenile Court System and Juvenile Delinquency, Chair, Joint Interim Committee on Hispanic Affairs, Chair, House Education Subcommittee, Ways and Means General Government Subcommittee, Vice Chair, Woodburn School Board, 1992, Marion County Educational Service District Budget Committee. Community Service, SED Corps Board of Directors, Blanchett Catholic School President's Advisory Board, Woodburn Chamber of Commerce, Woodburn Rotary. Dear friends, together we've been through good times and tough times, none tougher than this recession that has cost jobs, homes, and businesses. As your Marion County Commissioner, I will continue to work to bring people together to find solutions for today's challenges. Your continued support is humbling, and I look forward to working with you to strengthen our economy and create jobs, keep our communities safe, be a strong voice for agriculture, and protect productive farmland. Sincerely, Patty. James L. Rasmussen, President CEO, Modern Building Systems Incorporated, former chair of SED Corps, says, "As a member of both SED Corps and the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce boards, I have seen firsthand how Patty Milne has supported Marion County businesses, encouraging them to retain, grow, and create jobs. I trust her to run the county with the same integrity that I run my business." Peter McCallum, Woodburn City Councilor, Marion County Public Safety Coordinating Council member, says, "As chair of the Marion County Public Safety Coordinating Council, Patty Milne has provided strong, positive leadership on public safety issues, making Marion County a safer place to live." Greg Bennett, President, Lake Lavash Farms Incorporated, says, "I met Patty several years ago over a farmland issue. I know where her heart is on productive farmland that produces safe food and provides jobs. Help keep Marion County the leading county in agriculture in Oregon. Please vote Patty Milne for Marion County Commissioner." This information furnished by Patricia R. Milne and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Another candidate for Marion County Commissioner, this time position 2, Janet Carlson, Republican. Occupation, Marion County Commissioner. Occupational background, small business owner, consultant, junior high and high school teacher, student activities director, state agency manager, budget analyst. Educational background, PhD, education and public safety, University of Oregon, MA, political science, Brigham Young University, BA, political science, Willamette University, McNary High School, graduate. Prior governmental experience, 2003 to 2010, Marion County Commissioner, Association of Oregon Counties Board of Directors, First Vice President, Budget Committee, Children and Families Commission Executive Committee, Community Corrections Board, Enterprise for Employment and Education Executive Committee, Fair Board, Housing Authority Board, Jobs Council Vice Chair, Kaiser River Task Force, Mid-Valley Behavioral Care Network, Chair, Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Budget Committee, 2001 through 2002, State Representative, Revenue Committee, Vice Chair, Joint Ways and Means Human Services Subcommittee, Commerce Committee, Interim Patient Choice and Healthcare Committee, Chair, 1998 through 2010, Precinct Committee Person, 1997 through 1999, Administrator, House Human Resources and Children and Families Committees, 1996. Interim Director, Lane County Commission on Children and Families, 1991 through 95. Budget Manager and Regional Coordinator, Oregon Commission on Children and Families. Community Service, Marion County Reentry Initiative, Mid-Valley Mentors, formerly Youth Impact, Board of Directors, Treasurer, Volunteer and Mentor Center, Steering Committee, How Are the Children producer and co-host of public affairs program on CCTV. Family, husband D. Kevin Carlson, 3 grown children and 2 grandsons. Janet Carlson, energy, experience, results. For position 2, Carlson is the obvious choice. Children and families have been her focus as a legislator and in a variety of previous state and local staff positions. Her earlier jobs have involved program planning, budgeting and evaluation, skills needed to oversee the county's operations as well. Statesman Journal, October 6, 2002. The Children of Incarcerated Parents Project shows Carlson's ability to carve out one slice of a huge problem and work to solve it. Her other priorities include reviewing county programs for effectiveness and protecting farmland. Statesman Journal, October 17, 2006. www.janetcarlson2010.com. This information furnished by Janet C. Carlson and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 10, another candidate for Marion County Commissioner, Position 1, Jason Freilinger, F-R-E-I-L-I-N-G-E-R, Democratic. Occupation, Operations Manager, T-Mobile Wireless. Occupational background, Sales Management, Construction, Teamster, Farm Laborer. Educational background, graduated Silverton High School, graduated BS, Business Administration, PSU. Prior governmental experience, Silver Falls School District Facility Planning Commission, 2008. Community involvement, Friends of French Prairie Board, SEDCOR Board, Salem Chamber, Salem Young Pros Founding Sponsor, United Ways Days of Caring, Marion Polk Food Share. Committed to our community. I was born and raised in Silverton. My family and I continue to reside in Silverton. I love my community and am committed to maintaining Marion County as the best place to live and raise a family. Committed to quality of life. I'm committed to maintaining our small towns and rural communities. As I've traveled around the county, I have found that the number of threats to our quality of life is abundant, including such things as the Sublimity Rock Quarry, Aurora Airport, LNG Gas Line, PGE Power Line Expansion, and the toll road through North Marion County. All of these issues have come up in the last couple of months, and as Portland Metro tries to expand into Marion County, I can assure you I will be a voice of balanced reason that will not let our community be destroyed by special interests. Committed to families and children. I'm committed to improving Marion County's low performance in number of children at risk and elementary reading performance. This can only be accomplished by forming strong partnerships between professionals on the front lines, the business community, nonprofits, and the families themselves having a voice. Committed to open government. I'm committed to all county management and board meetings being open as well as easily accessible so that hardworking residents and families of our community are heard and a part of the decision-making process. I ask for your vote to support me in my drive to bring openness, balance, and accountability to our county government. Endorsements, Marion County Farm Bureau, Oregon League of Conservation Voters. This information furnished by Jason Freilinger and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.